Edward Kiesvetter is now op die lyn. Hy is die kommissaris van die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens. Edward, thank you so much for your time. I want to start with the funding of this 36 billion rand relief package. Minister Tito Mboweni said it would be funded by higher than expected tax revenues, which I assume comes mostly from the boom in the mining industry. How much more have you collected relative to your budget?
We will make an announcement of first quarter revenue shortly, but suffice to say that we've had a really great first quarter. In fact, Rake, our first quarter revenue is the best third quarter of the last 3 years, which is really great news because You'll recall that a significant portion of the first quarter last year was just outside, smack bang in the lockdown. But the year before, it was, let's consider it a normal quarter. So the fact that we have year-on-year growth, even on the first quarter of 2019-20, is beginning to lay a solid foundation and a confidence in revenue collection. We have seen in corporate income taxes in the financial sector as well as the mining sector, we've seen a better than expected performance. We've also seen a better than expected performance in domestic VAT in those two sectors as well as the manufacturing sector. But we know that these revenues are not necessarily sustainable and they are linked, as in the case of mining, very often linked to the commodity pricing cycle. However, the good news, and for us the encouraging news, is that our revenue recovery program, which is a function of the focused revenue collection work we do, we have seen a very healthy uplift. You'll remember we reported a 33% increase in compliance revenue when we reported our year-end result, which allowed us to collect 38 billion more than the minister set for us in February and 38 better than the worst prediction. We see that momentum is being sustained, and for us that's the more sustainable. So whilst we're riding off the back of the commodity and the financial services sector, the real underlying revenue collection effort is what is giving us the encouragement that this particular package of relief can be fully funded just from revenue.
Yeah, but that's very interesting indeed, because it's somewhat in contradiction with what the Reserve Bank and National Treasury is saying about the economic recovery we are currently seeing. You referred to that it may not be sustainable, but according to you and according to the numbers you see every day, is the economy recovering quicker than you would have expected?
So remember, we don't make predictions on the economic performance. That's the role of the Reserve Bank and Treasury. And tax revenue, and very often, you know, people believe there is a straight line correlation between what happens in the economy and what happens in tax revenue. But in fact, the truth is that in addition to the correlation or the link that revenue collection has with the economy, there are two very important variables that drive the ultimate performance. The one is the tax morality. It's the way people feel about paying taxes. And we must tell you that you would not be surprised to see that we still have a lot of work to do there, but we have seen an encouraging upward trend. We did a tax morality survey towards the end of last financial year, and we're beginning to see a turnaround in tax morality. That has to then follow through in tax compliance. And then secondly, Rake, it is the work that SARS does, the collection efforts following up. It's a lot of hard work, one, to ensure that honest taxpayers remain honest, that dishonest taxpayers are detected, and that we make it hard and costly for them. It is the way that we drive our revenue recovery program that is going to be the longer term factor that sustains revenue collection. So our confidence comes less from what's happening in the economy, whilst that is an absolutely important criteria, our confidence, we are encouraged by the results we are seeing from the rebuilding of SARS and the improvement of our collection activities.
I'm sure we're going to talk about that topic following the budget early next year. But let's return to the government's 36 billion rand rescue package and the big threat of the looting and the violence we saw a few weeks ago was the future of businesses. Many businesses would have been really virtually destroyed. All their stock was stolen. Some of the businesses were burned down. Do you think the tax concessions SARS have put on the table will make a big difference to allow many of these businesses to remain operational?
Let me give you two responses to that, Rick. The first is that the tax revenue loss as a result of the looting, we have estimated will have an annualized effect of just over 48 billion, around about 48 billion. Add to that the 5 billion that we have lost because of the alcohol sales ban, and you have taken around about 53 billion off the table permanently. Secondly, and sadly, we want to be unapologetic about this because South Africans must understand that the unacceptable and thuggish behavior of looting and plundering and breaking down assets is doing no one any favors. It is hurting all of us. I understand that there are many people who are hungry, who have nothing to lose. But actually, this is not the way we will address the needs of the most vulnerable and the most poorest. The second thing is that it is unfortunate that the two most economically active and the highest contribution areas, namely in Gauteng, which represents 34%, 34.5% of our GDP, and KZN, almost 16% of our GDP, those were the areas that were targeted. It's also the area that most of our taxpayers are resident, and therefore the ongoing loss, for as long as those businesses are not recovered and back in business, will have an enduring effect on the tax base. And that's the cost of the looting. We are saying that the cost of the looting, just the tax cost, apart from the cost of rebuilding them, is just under 50 billion rand. And then we say that what is being done by the deferral of excise, the deferral of some of the pay-as-you-earn, is about just giving businesses a break. It's not going to restore the capacity. It is to minimize the temptation of those companies closing down and laying off people, and just about keeping the wolves away from the door to give them some time to recover. If they can recover within the next 3 months, which is approximately the period of deferral, we expect many of them to come back and start repaying their dues after the 3 months is over, and these companies will be given 4 months to repay the taxes that have been deferred. So that's not a permanent loss to the fiscus. The only permanent cost of the tax relief measures to the fiscus is the 5 billion rand that we have priced in for the employee tax incentive.
But this assistance is only aimed at businesses within the tax net. It's in the formal economy, and there are many businesses in the informal economy which will not be affected. Do you have any plans, or, you know, I don't know how you handle the informal economy or how you approach it, but, you know, many of those businesses will barely survive. Any additional tax responsibilities would virtually kill the goose that lays the golden egg, so to speak.
So, Rick, a couple of points. I think you will agree with me that it is only fair that you can only look to government, if you're a business, for some level of financial support, be it a bailout or a stimulus, if you have contributed in the past. So it's unfortunate that if you were non-compliant, you were not contributing towards a greater good, that now you expect taxpayers to give you a helping hand. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So that's why that is an important criteria. Secondly, I think that we also need to ensure through this that businesses who are, it's not the informality of the business, because even an informal business can be tax compliant. So we have to make sure through this that businesses become more compliant. And again, let me say, this is not intended to address all of the ills and to address all of the losses. It is simply to give businesses the space to recover and become self-reliant again.
Just lastly, last year during the lockdown, SARS also made some tax concessions to businesses. Were those concessions successful? Did you see that businesses actually benefited from it?
Absolutely. We were able to minimize the losses. And I think to the credit of all businesses who received the deferment, they honored their commitment by paying all of those taxes that they were granted deferral for. So I think we are confident this time around that the measures that government have put in place will certainly serve the purpose.
Dankie Edward. Dit was Edward Kieswetter. Hy is die kommissaris van die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens. Johannes, goed om 'n pakket op die tafel te sien. Is goed om te hoor dat daar is geld om dit te betaal sonder om skuld te maak. Wat is jou siening daaroor?
Ryk, die kwestie wat hy aangeraak het oor hulle probeer maatskappye help om asem te skep, is my baie belangrik. Want jy weet, dit is makliker om werk te beskerm as om werk te probeer skep. Dit weet ons nou. En dit is net baie hartseer geweest om te hoor hierdie 48 miljard se inkomste wat ons permanent gaan verloor aan belastinginkomste. Standard & Poor's het gister gesê -0.7% daling in BBP as gevolg van die wat ons gesien het in die laaste 2 weke. En jy weet, dan die ander ding vir my is net, nou gaan ons vir die polisie 'n ekstra 250 miljoen gee, vir die weermag 'n ekstra 700 miljoen. Dit as 'n versekeringspremie om 50 miljard rand se skade te beskerm, is vir my baie goed genoeg, dankie. Hoekom kon ons dit nie dalk vroeër gedoen het nie, is die vraag vir my. En die ander ding het vir my laasens reik is, maar dit sal goed wees as die SASRIA betalings kom, maar weer eens soos ons gesê het, wie gaan besluit om nog steeds hulle besighede weer te probeer oopmaak, en wie gaan maar die geld vat en sê, nee, ek doen dit nie weer nie.
Maar baie mense kla oor die 27 miljard rand se R350 per maand wat gaan betaal word aan arme mense. Nou baie mense sien dit as 'n toelaag en ek dink dit is regtig onwenslik. Mense sal baie graag eerder daai mense in werk wou gehad het dat hulle werk, maar aan die ander kant, daai geld gaan in die ekonomie in, dit gaan in plaaslike owerhede in, dit gaan in klein ondernemings in en dit op sigself dink ek is ook 'n goeie stimulus.
Dit is so, daar gaan 'n bietjie van 'n vermenigvuldiger effek wees. Dit gaan oor die hulp vir die mense self en verligting, maar dit gaan definitief weer terugkom in die ekonomie.
Ja, maar ek dink prys nommer 1 is werksgeleenthede.